Amen. Thanks. Thanks, Jeff. If you have your Bibles tonight, 1 John is where we're going to go. Tonight we continue to think about the importance of understanding the good confession. That is confessing Jesus as we learn about Him in the Word of God. So these days we're talking about the good confession. Jesus made the good confession before Pontius Pilate. And each of us must make the good confession and confess Jesus. So tonight we come back to that. Long before the followers of Jesus had a New Testament, they had their confession. And so they took their confession, their words and their confession of Jesus in these ancient phrases that we're talking about. And they shared them all over the world, and the Holy Spirit of God honored the name of Jesus, and the gospel spread and continues to spread. So now we come in the 21st century, and we learn what it means to confess Jesus. Last week we talked about the first and the most ancient of confessions, and that is Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus is the Christ, the promised one. So we thought a lot about that. We talked about that. Jesus is the Christ. And we confessed it together. So tonight we'll be looking at two verses, 1 John chapter 4, verses 14 and 15. Let's stand together as we read God's word. So John says to us, "We have seen and testify," there's a confession, "that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God." Amen. Now, Heavenly Father, tonight we take just a few minutes to reflect upon confessing Jesus as the Son of God. We confess you, Jesus, as Son of God. And Lord, we're thankful for John's testimony and the other apostles, the other spiritual fathers who saw and they gave the good confession that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for sending Jesus. As Peter said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in so many ways." And we thank you. We thank you for Paul. "Blessed be the God and Father who has sent Jesus." And Lord, what you said to us, Lord Jesus, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life." So tonight we celebrate, we honor, and we confess Jesus as the Son of God. Nothing else we have to do tonight or for the remainder of this evening is as important as us understanding that as followers of Jesus, we confess Jesus as Messiah, promised one, and as Son of God. So speak to us tonight from your word and help us to understand truly what it means for us to leave this place and go into the world and confess Jesus. In no other name is there salvation. In no other name is there change and transformation. In no other name is there power. So we confess Jesus as Son of God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You may be seated. So when we come to these ancient confessions, you'll notice that many of them come with a statement about confession in it, just as we see here tonight, verse 15. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. Let's keep our finger here now in 1 John. We'll come back to this in just a moment. And I want you to go to John's gospel for a moment, and I want you to see four examples of Jesus as individuals confessed him as the Son of God. The first two examples are in John chapter 1. If you go to John chapter 1, we read in verse number 34. In fact, if you go back, verse 29, the next day, John the Baptist saw Jesus coming to him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he on behalf of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who has higher rank than I, for he existed before me.' I did not recognize him, but so that he might be manifested to Israel, I came baptizing in water. John testified, saying, 'I have seen the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and he remained upon him.' I did not recognize him, but he who sent me to baptize in water said to me, 'He upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining, upon him, this is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit. I myself have seen and testified.'" Does that sound like what you just read in 1 John? "I myself have seen and testified that this is the Son of God." And then we read over in verse number 49, as Jesus was calling disciples, Jesus saw Nathanael, verse 47, coming to him and said, "Behold, an Israelite indeed in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God." And then we have Jesus' own words. If you'll turn to John chapter 5, we read in these words the controversy about Jesus. This is John 5 beginning in verse number 19. The controversy about Jesus had begun earlier. The Jews wanted to kill Jesus, verse 18, "For this reason the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him, because he was not only breaking the Sabbath, but also was calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. Therefore Jesus answered and said to them," now listen to these words, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself unless it is something he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, these things the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself is doing. And the Father will show him greater works than these, so that you will marvel. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son also gives life to whom he wishes. For not even the Father judges anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all will honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life." So tonight we honor the Son whom the Father has sent so that we might have eternal life. We confess Jesus as the Son of God. Then we also have one other example in John chapter 11 when Jesus went to the graveside of his dear friend who died, and he's having a conversation with Martha. Lazarus is dead. And Jesus was late, and she was upset, and they had a conversation together. And Jesus says to her, let's go back and say verse 21. Can you imagine how much love there was for Martha to feel free to talk to Jesus, the Lord Jesus, like this? Lord, if you had been here, Jesus, where have you been? Where have you been? If you had been here, my brother would not have died. Even now, I know that whatever you ask God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said, I know he'll rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? And she said, yes, Lord, I have believed that you are the Christ, the Son of God, even he who comes into the world. So we go back now to 1 John chapter 4, and we read in verse 14, we have seen John the apostle writes on behalf of himself and others. Remember, our Bible, our New Testament is based on eyewitnesses who walked and talked with Jesus, who saw him teach, do miracles, die on the cross. John's standing there at the crucifixion. John was there when they crucified Jesus. He didn't run away. He was there. And then he saw Jesus raised from the dead. He saw Jesus ascend to heaven, and he heard those wonderful words. And John's gospel is filled with such, all of them, amazing words of Jesus, but here we hear it again. We have seen and we testify. We witness that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, please notice this, God abides, makes his home in him, and he makes his home in God. Now I want you to go to 1 John 2:23. 1 John 2:23. We'll begin in verse number 22. Who is the liar but the one who denies, we looked at this last week, that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist. See, that's the Antichrist. The Antichrist spirit, which exists in the world today, which will someday come to be found in a person, the Antichrist who will come, the Antichrist is the one who is opposed and says Jesus is not the Christ. This is the Antichrist, the one who denies the Father and the Son. Pay attention to verse 23. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father. The one who confesses the Son has the Father also. Jesus spoke so many times, and I believe this had such an impact on John, when he talked about that when you believe on Jesus, the Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit, all of God, this wonderful, amazing triune God, comes to abide inside of us. We must believe what Jesus said. God lives inside of you once you believe on Jesus. Is that not good news?
Amen.
God is in you. He abides in you because you have confessed Jesus as the Christ. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father, but whoever confesses the Son, you have the Father. One last thing. I want us to go to chapter 5 of 1 John, and I want to show you three blessings quickly that come from confessing Jesus as the Son of God. Notice the Son of God means that this is the one who has come. This is the one who has come. And you shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. All of Christmas time is about celebrating the Son of God who has come into this world. 1 John 5:5 is the first reference. Who is the one who overcomes the world? How do you overcome the world? But the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. How do you overcome? You believe on Jesus as the Son of God. 1 John 5:13. These things I have written to you. Now John talks about why he's written all these things down in his gospel, but especially in this letter. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God. His name is Jesus. Amen? Jesus. Notice, so that you may know that you have eternal life. We saw before that Jesus said that he gives eternal life. So we have eternal life when we believe on the name of Jesus, Son of God. Jesus, Son of God. And then we come to the most important of these statements in verse number 20. This is the one I want us to take just a moment and think about before we have our invitation and prayer time. Let's read this carefully. This is the next to last verse in 1 John. And we know, he's talking to all of us who follow Jesus, we know that the Son of God has come. Amen? Jesus has come. He came 2,000 years plus ago. Eyewitnesses, we know in 2017, I stand before you to confess Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus, the Son of God, has come. And has given us, are you listening, church? Understanding. Beyond our imagination, beyond our education, beyond our skill levels to understand. He has given us understanding so that we may know Him who is true. And we are in Him who is true. In His Son, Jesus Christ. Those are ancient words. Are you listening? Those are the words, by the way, I must mention this. The devil meets Jesus in temptation, and what does he say? If you are the Son of God, if you are the Son of God. The demons meet Jesus in front of eyewitnesses, demon-possessed people, and they say, what do you have to do with us, Son of God? This is the one we bow to. This is the one we praise. The Son of God. Jesus Christ. This is, did you read it in your Bible here? This is the true God and eternal life. We learn also from John, he who has the Son has what? Has the Father, but has life. He who does not have the Son does not have life. So tonight, we confess Jesus as the Son of God. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know Him who is true. And we are in Him who is true. You must as a church, you must as God's people, this is important for all of you, learn to understand the amazing truth that you are in Jesus and Jesus is in you. This is important for you. This is how we get by when trouble comes. This is how we learn to walk with God and pray. He is in me and I am in Him. And He is the true one. There's no lying in Jesus. There's no darkness in him. He is the true one. He is the Son, Jesus, the Messiah, the true God and eternal life. So, Heavenly Father, tonight we pause in the quietness of this moment. And we are amazed and we are awed by the fact that you would help us to know you and have understanding that Jesus is the Son of God. Lord Jesus, we honor you as the one who has come from heaven to this world. You have come. You are the Son of God, the one sent from God. You are the one who has died, risen from the dead, ascended to heaven, and given us eternal life who believe. We overcome because we believe Jesus is the Son of God. So while we bow our heads tonight, is there someone here while we're seated needs to know Jesus? Someone who